This is KC2YXM Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. So at this point, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting, I believe, will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. This is KC2YXN. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile this evening. So if we have any of those stations, please check in now. I am now listening for Echo Link check-ins. Are there any stations on Echo Link that would like to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through the Echolink system from Oneonta, New York, and I believe my friend Bill from down in Pennsylvania is right behind me.
Alrighty, Kevin. Okay, and I will pause to allow Bill to check in.
KC2YSM, KA3TFB, checking. We're checking in through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all. I'm back over to you, Miss Kathy. Over.
Okay, we have Kevin and Bill on Echolink. So we'll go to the top of the list. Kevin, how are things in beautiful downtown Oneonta?
Hey, good evening, Kathy. And Kathy, be advised, there is another station that just logged in, Michael. So hopefully we'll be able to catch up with Michael when we get through our first two guys, me and Bill. I got 33 degrees right now under cloudy skies with some wind here in the central southern tier. Was able to play with my radio this morning, and from my home base here in Oneonta, I was able to get into the Norwich repeater and had a nice chit-chat with a couple of guys there. And then I was able, for some reason, the conditions were right, I was able to get into the Ilion repeater earlier, too, and chat from Oneonta to Ilion on my 10-watt base. So that was kind of a cool thing for today. And I'm right now trying to read up on the latest of these new pagers that we have gotten with the fire department. There's a new design that has now come out, and forgive me, I'm going to mispronounce the name here. It's a G1 service through, I think it's like Unicom or something like that, but quite an interesting tool. It's a UHF setup, so because everything seems to be migrating that way for what we're working with. All right, with that, I'll say 7-3 and hand it back to Net Control. And Kathy, don't forget, like I say, another gentleman, Michael, will hopefully be able to check in with us. 7-3, KD2FPM, back to Net.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, we've been doing some research on the scanners as well. Info about our county, which is kind of cool. But, all right, before I move to Bill, I'm going to see if Michael would like to join us on Echolink. Please call now.
Good evening. Thanks to you and everyone else on the net. This is Michael from Memphis, Tennessee. call sign is Kilo Echo 4, Uniform Yankee Delta. Having a good day. The weather has finally got nice on us, 6 or 7 degrees. And so been having a nice, good day. Thought it was going to rain a little while there. Got cloudy, but it did not. Let me turn it back over to net control. This is Michael from Memphis, Kilo Echo 4, Uniform Yankee Delta.
Okay, Michael, we'll be back to you in a moment. And I'm going to ask to have a chat with Bill in the Keystone State.
KG2AIT, Echo Link Repeater in the group, KA3TFB. the Keystone State. I like the Empire State a lot better. I don't know how the Keystone State got its name, but I'll look it up one day. Maybe someone with some intelligence will know. Anyhow, I got good news, I got gooder news, I got great news, and I got the greatest news. The good news is the snow is melting about 75%. The gooder news is I went to the tax man, and I found a refund. I was ready to have to pay, but I got a refund. And the greatest news is we'll get the refund probably in about less than 20 days. So isn't that something? I don't know if people know about this, but there is a credit that you can get on college called a college credit. And this is a full credit. It's not a partial payment. If you're taxed and you're looking for a deduction, and you paid for a class, whether it's online or this year, one of the provisions is you have to be working to collect this. And your tax man would know more about it and explain to you how you can get that tax credit. Back to net control. Welcome, Michael, and Mr. Kevin James, and the guys out there and ladies. I tip my hat from the Keystone State. Back to net control before I time it out from KA3. F and a B. Over.
Okay, Bill. Well, thanks for that information. That's really good. And congratulations. Yep, the snow's melting here, and we haven't done our tax yet, but that's great. You got a refund, so don't spend it all at once. Okay, next on our list is Michael. I don't know the euphemism for your state, but but you're in Memphis, so... Thank you for joining us, Michael. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, this is Michael from Memphis, Tennessee, and been having a good day today. The weather's been going pretty good for us. Like I mentioned earlier, 6 or 7 right at the moment. Earlier, we had about, I guess, right at 6 to 9 or 70. And so it's kind of, and what has been real windy for some reason. Been real windy here lately, and like you, about that time to go out and fly a kite. But I appreciate the net there. Appreciate being able to get in here and everything. And thanks for everyone. I'll turn it back over to net control.
Well, thank you, Michael, for joining us. Then 67. Well, we've got 31 here, so I bet you're glad you're not up here. And it's been windy here too. It's going to be windy tomorrow as well. So. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
KC2WI.
Okay, we have George and Pete joining us this evening. That's great. Okay, George, you're up first. How are things, and anything new?
Well, good evening to the Chuckle Lady and to Pete and to all of the friends out there, including our friend from Meme Fierce out there. We got a temperature here like usual, 31 degrees. That's the high for the day. It was 5 this morning. And that new Coleman wood stove there is working very well. I like that Wonderwood that burned out and... almost suffocated me the night of 25 below zero. So I got that thing in there now. Had to borrow some money to do it. Got to pay it back on the third, but At least they got the thing done. Where they didn't try to buy it on the internet, where it was like $750 to $900. Got it from his co-op in Lowellville for $389 instead. Plus tax was about $420. And very, very windy here too. Still works fairly well, both on wood or on coal. Actually, wood is a little cheaper. It would be equivalent right now at $55 a cord. It takes about four face cords of wood to make the equivalent of a ton of Lehigh Valley anthracite. So it would be, say, $220. So, what should we say? $220, so it would be coal with $220, and coal is about $280, so it's still cheaper with wood yet. So, nothing too much else to report. Looking forward to your Friday night chuckle. And with that, we'll say God bless and 73 then, too, PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, the fuel costs. Oil has been down. We've been burning oil. We have tons of wood, but we decided, because the weather's fluctuating so much, it's hard. We have a good-sized wood stove, and it's hard to keep bringing it up and shutting it down and bringing it up, et cetera. So it's been so warm, but we're going up to they claim 50 degrees tomorrow, which is really bizarre, but who knows. So, okay, next is Pete. So how are things with you today, Pete?
KC2WI, well, I stupidly stayed up last night and watched, I call it watching TV, but I don't have TV, I don't have cable, I don't have an antenna, I actually don't even have a working TV, but, so it's Netflix, but, you know, like I had to watch that, I could watch it anytime, but, you know, I watched one part of something and I said, well, I'm going to watch part two, and then instead of not watching any of it, now it's up till 1 o'clock, so that really didn't make me super energetic this morning. But I had things to do, and I took care of some business, not paying business, but I took care of advertising, Yellow Pages advertising. I decided to bite the bullet. I've been saying, well, I should do this myself, but it's a huge chore, so I decided I was going to spend some money, work with some experts on, you know, search engine optimization and stuff like that. And then I called the online guys, AT&T Advertising Solution, yellowpages.com. I had a thing in there that I was spending some money on, which just wasn't working. And I got a call back from a guy that was pretty helpful, and he said, well, you know, and I said, I'm not going to renew this. And he said, and he's like, well, let's see what we can do for you, whatever. And I'm saying, yeah, no. He says, oh, no. He says, well, the person you talked to, that was just a salesperson. I'm the, you know, manager, whatever. And how about, you know, get on this and you can remote in, you know, see my screen and I'll show you this and that. And I said, listen, I've been through all this already. But he said, oh, no. He says, I can do things that the average salesperson can't, and whatever. And I basically, I knew where this was headed pretty sure, and of course it was. And the interesting thing is that you don't know unless you deal with these people. I don't know if it was 20 years ago it probably started, but many, many years ago is that everybody got the idea, a lot of people got the idea that they were going to make up money by having online directories. And obviously, you know, I would guess that one of the first people, the first companies would be Yellow Pages. They probably get on the boat real early and say, oh, we got to have online Yellow Pages. So we'll call that a legitimate operation. And, of course, you have all the big search engines, Google and Yahoo and Bing and all that stuff, and they have Google Plus and they all that kind of stuff. And then you have about a million I bet you there's 5,000 of them anyway, outfits that have decided to jump on this bandwagon, and they make a listing for your business. They don't call you, they don't ask you, they don't get any information from you. They get it from, there's about four different aggregators, they call them, and they accumulate information by telephone records or, you know, post office records or whatever, however they get it, and they make these listings. You don't even know about them. And then you go out, you search, and you find them, and there are other, you know, websites and companies that you can pay to find them for you and supposedly fix them all at once, which is, you know, you got to be careful. Anyway, and they're wrong because they just get some information. They don't really have the right information necessarily, and so on. So that's been an ongoing thing. Anyway, yellowpages.com and some of these others, of course you can pay for premium services, premium listings, you know, pay for placement. And the way YP.com does it is they have an area, they have a zone. So if you want to have it, you know, be on the top in this area, you pay so much. If it's a bigger area, you pay so much. So the obvious area for me is Lewis County, which is defined, but it's not really the whole county. Like, it doesn't really go up to close enough to Carthage. It doesn't include Copenhagen, you know, but it goes up to, I think it goes up to past Harrisville to like Potsdam or something. It's really strange. Well, that's fine, but that leaves out Boonville, you know, Northern Oneida County, Boonville in particular, and it leaves out Northern Herkimer, Old Forge, which are covered very well by the phone book. So now you say, listen, I need these three areas, and they say, well, you know, we don't have that. You can pay for Oneida County and Herkimer County. And so they say, look at all the hits, and they'll come up and say, look at all the, how many searches were done on YP.com for computer repair in Herkimer County or in Oneida County. You know, there was 14 in Lewis County, but there were 224 in Oneida County. So now you have to explain to them that you don't care about people looking for it in Utica because you're not going to go down there because it's an hour drive and there's 25 or 50 or 100 people down in the area. They're not even going to attempt to call you because they'll see you're in. They don't even know where Glenfield is. So, so yes, there were 224 hits in Oneida County, but out of the population of Oneida County, 1% of it is in Boonville. Therefore, out of that 224 hits, maybe 1% was somebody searching in Boonville or, you know, Forestport or something. And, you know, it's really, because these people are from somewhere else, you know. They're looking at this big map with this big area, Herkimer. And, of course, you know, you got Herkimer and the Mohawk Valley part of it. Then you got the big, long North Fork. And that's a big area, but what they don't realize is there's only a stretch about, you know, 5 miles either side of Route 28 that's populated. The rest of it is, you know, forest preserve and logging land. So, anyway, after a big, long spiel, the guy, you know, got convinced that, yep, they really couldn't do anything for me. He did a couple things. We said, let's see how this works, but I told him I'm not paying for it. And he says, well, yeah, you're probably right, so... Anyway, long story, but it's interesting. If people who have never dealt with this, to see what goes on behind the scenes, it's crazy. So that took an awful lot of the day, let's put it that way. KC2WI.
My goodness. Well, they don't know whether what to do, or that's tough. This evening, Pete.
Yeah, okay, well... I don't know. I don't know if you were on the repeater or not. And I think I don't know if I had a radio that was on there. I never remember. You know, I try to leave one on Boonville and one on Mileville, or push the scan button, and I don't usually remember to do either. So if you called, I probably just didn't hear you. But oh well. KC2WI.
Okay, P. We'll move along here, and KC2YXN. Looking for further check-ins.
WA to you.
WA2U. Go right ahead.
Okay, WA2U, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening this evening. No, this is, we had the radio on last Friday. We turned it off, and this is the second time we've turned it on, last Friday and this Friday. So that's the way that's been going. Anyway, so yeah, we had a nice trip up to Boonville and got back and accomplished a few things. And there's a lot of interesting things. There were some comments from Kevin James about, fire radios or something. I was researching the Minotaur 6s and the G1s, I guess. I remember when I used to carry a pager at work, it had one channel in it. It had a DVR function, which you could record messages. It had really good range. I had my service through beep call. Now they can have, I guess the G1 can have up to 64 channels and scan groups, and I was kidding some about it. I said, wow, it's just like having a scanner almost, but was trying to check out things for home. I used to have a Plectron, so I date myself, a Plectron with two channels, the alert frequency and then the dispatch. Speaking of the dispatch, I guess there's rumors that part of Oneida County, the one part is going to go to the APCO 25 and then rebroadcast the other for Oneida Herkimer here. I don't know. We'll see where all the dust settles with that, but there is some interesting devices out there. So Minotaur 6 versus the G1. So investigating that, a little bit of research into different generator systems. Looks like the one of our choice right now is going to be the EB2000i, which no one here really wants to order, a special order for us to sell or whatever. So that's okay. We'll go back to Clay in Syracuse where we have done some business. The guy's like, oh, yeah, I'll be glad to order it specially. He says, no problem. I won't even, you don't have to worry about the freight. I've got about 100 Honda lawnmowers to order, about 12 generators. So he says, no problem. Just let me know when, and got a few orders going in. So the other guy out here close to us, I like to patronize stuff in the neighborhood. He wanted us to take the stuff off the floor. The reason I want the EB2000i, if anyone cares, the difference in that and the EU2000i is the EU has 12 volts and two outputs on it, and the EB, Echo Bravo, has GFI built into it, and that's what we have out of the shed, and that's a real nice feature. It's not of the 12 volts, same basic design, but if you're out and it's wet, you drop an extension cord with a power tool, it's a nice thing, and OSHA, it's OSHA proof. So anyway, so that's what we're doing, a lot of that stuff. And we're gearing up and getting ready and putting things in line. We've got a big party, so keep the scanners on tomorrow night. We've got a big party going up at the camp over here, so we've been working on that and getting the camp in shape, and got some extra antennas for the SiriusXM radio, and we're going to go in there early, Kathy and I, get the fire going, and all will be good. So won't be as loud as a party here, but that's okay. It's all about fun, and it's been years and years and years. So we'll turn it back over to Ned. I don't know if there's anything special going on this weekend radio-wise. I don't believe so. So turn it back to Ned. Good to hear everyone, and take care. 73WA2, back to Ned.
Okay, John, well, thank you for that, and yeah, it's been fun researching the different scanners and what's going to happen and what may happen or not happen. Okay, KC2YXN here. Are there any comments, queries, or like check-ins at this point in time?
KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, I know you want to know what time the party starts. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, actually, I might be coming through there tomorrow. I wasn't really planning on it because of the weather and, you know, trying to get things done, but the speculator, Greg of Speculator Snowmobile Club meeting is tomorrow night, and I haven't been up there snowmobiling, you know, seeing guys snowmobiling, and so I haven't seen people in a long time, so I may towards the end of the day head up there. But the other thing John was mentioning, the Honda dealers and that, and I don't know if you've ever talked to Volvo Sport and Farm up here, Terry Tiss, and if he can give you a good deal or not, but might be worth, calling. It's closer than Syracuse, unless you want to go to Syracuse anyway.
Okay, Pete, well, thanks a lot, but we're going to probably go to Syracuse anyway at some point for doctor's appointments, and we like to shop at Wegmans and stock up. So, but we did see Lowville online when I checked the Honda website, so we did some calling around. But thank you very much. Maybe you'll give them a call and see. All right, do we have any other comments, queries, or late check-ins?
Yeah, Wegmans is nice. I miss Wegmans.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see by that waving hand that WA2U would like to make a comment, so go ahead.
At WA2U, directed towards Pete there. Yeah, Pete, if you come through, just, if you're going to stop, give us a call. I'm not sure where, well, I know where I'll be at 7 p.m., but we get up relatively early in the morning, so I'll put the gizmo on. Well, we'll chat on the phone. It'll be out with Jim, so if I'm not here, I'll be in camp, but maybe Kathy will be here. I don't know. We'll figure it all out. But, yeah, stop by, and good to see you. So we never know what the weather's going to be until we get up anyways and look out the window. So yeah, just give us a call, heads up, and we'll plan things accordingly. WHU, back to that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I we'll just see what happens. But the meeting's at 7, so I'll probably go directly from here to there or maybe home in time for dinner. But I don't know. I'll call you if I think I'm going to be, going through, or else maybe I can catch you on the way back, which would probably be Monday morning. And if that doesn't work, well, it's no urgency. But anyway, we'll talk to you later, KC2WI, back to net.
Okay, Pete, well, Monday morning is very, very good, so maybe we could shoot for that, but we will chat. Okay, any other comments or late check-in? Okay, before I close the net, I will give our Friday evening chuckle, so here goes. A fellow walked into a doctor's office and said, "Doctor, do you realize you have a suppository behind your ear?" And the doctor says, "I know. And somebody's got my pen, and I'm not sure I want it back." All right, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now close the net for the evening, but I would like to thank Kevin, Bill, Michael, George, Pete, and John for checking in with us. And we will be returning the repeater to regular amateur service and use. Thanks all for checking in this evening. We had a fun time. Have a safe and happy weekend. And stay warm, however means you do that. Okay, take care. KC2YXN, clear.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. I'm going to be heading back to the Oneana repeater on the 145.850. Hopefully catch up with Octen, which is currently in the 145.170, and they'll hopefully be checking you guys out shortly. So until next time, 73KD2FPM is clear.
KD2AIT Echolink repeater, KA3TFB, logging off the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Nighty night.
KC2
Fox 10.
KC2OVD, calling to the United County Traffic Emergency Net, asking for stations to check in with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Calling for Octane, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Check-ins will be appreciated. Last call for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. All stations are welcome, with or without